Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously we were discussing, we came to the point where we said that there's various ways for a person to reach Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And there's not only one way of reaching Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. People are involved in various works of deen. And there's various ways that a person can reach Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. But one very effective way for a person to reach Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala is through the salah. But the condition is that if a person wants to reach Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala through salah, then his salah must be a salah that has life in it. Otherwise, if the salah does not have any life in it, then we mentioned that through this salah, a person cannot become the friend of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And neither is this salah, does this salah hold any value in terms of Shariat as well. So further he says, yahi hal tariqe nubuwat ke dusre aamal, masalan tilawat e Quran Pak, jihad, tabligh waghaira ka hai. He said, this is the same condition of the various other aamal in the path of nubuwat. Any other amal that we do in deen, the same applies to it as well. Meaning if it's got life in it, then it will hold great value. But if it doesn't have any life in it, it does not have ruh in it, then these amal also, they just done as a customary practice. It is just done for the sake of doing it, but it doesn't hold any value. Masalan, tilawat Quran Pak, reciting Quran Sharif also. Quran Sharif also requires devotion, that a person with concentration, he recites Quran Sharif, then that Quran Sharif recitation has value in it. The same applies to jihad. Jihad also has to have ruh in it. Tabligh, when a person is giving da'wat, he goes out in tabligh, they also, if it has ruh, if it has life in it, it's going to have an effect. Otherwise, it's not going to have an effect. Or jo hazarat, in a'mal mein, ruh paida karke, tarakkiya madaris ke khaha hai. And those people that want to create ruh, bring life in these a'mal of theirs, and they are desirous to now, they are now desirous of climbing the various stages. In ke liye zarure hai ke wo pehle zikr wa shughal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karke apne qalb ki islah kare. It is necessary for them that first they should do a cause in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They should do spiritual exercises and they should make islah and they should correct their heart. That if you want to create ruh and life in your amal, then a person has to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, do spiritual exercises and correct the heart. Kyunki amal ke ba ruh hone ka madar qalb ki islah par hai. Because for the amal of a person to have life in it, this is dependent on the correctness of the heart. If the heart is correct, then we find that life and ruh will come in the amal of a person. And if the heart is not correct, then this ruh cannot be created in the heart of a person. This ruh and life won't come into the amal of a person. جو کسی شیخ کامل کی تربیت اور نگرانی میں ذکر و شغل اختیار کرنے سے ہی ہوتی ہے. And he says this will only come when a person will remain under the supervision and under the nurturing of a شیخ کامل, and he makes ذکر, he does these spiritual exercises under a شیخ کامل, then all this will come. So this is one, there's various ways of reaching Allah تبارک و تعالی, but one very quick way that a person he can reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is when a person remains under a Shaykh Kamil. The actual muzakki, the one that makes our tazkiyah, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Quran says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Had it not been the grace of Allah ta'ala, had it not been the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then none of you, your tazkiyah would have been made. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. Allah ta'ala makes tazkiyah. Allah ta'ala makes islah of whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes. Allah ta'ala purifies whomsoever He wishes. Here also, in one verse of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the guardian of the believers. And Allah ta'ala takes them out from multitudes of darkness towards nur. Multitudes of darkness meaning various ways of kufr. That's why dhulumat, the plural is used. And nur is in singular, because iman, Islam is only one. So Allah Ta'ala takes people out from multitudes of darkness, Allah Ta'ala takes them out towards light. And on the other side, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. We send Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with our signs. And what work we gave him? أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That you take your people out from multitudes of darkness to nur. So see the contradiction between the two. One side Allah Ta'ala is saying He takes people out from darkness and brings them onto nur. On the other side Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, you take people out of darkness and you bring people onto nur. So there's contradiction between these two verses. Outwardly if we have to look at it. So the solution has been given, very simple, that the actual muzakkiya hakiki is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The doer is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the sheikh, whoever a person takes bayat to, whoever is the sheikh, he has a great hand and he plays a major role in the islah of a person. That's why Allah Ta'ala instructs Musa alayhi salam that you make the effort. And the actual tazkiyah is done from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the sheikh plays a very, very important role. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said, he said the sheikh is like a downpipe. When the rain falls, it falls on the roof and then it comes into the gutter. And he says the sheikh is like the downpipe. Whatever comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it comes onto the sheikh. And then from the sheikh, you then get your share. So he says that downpipe, from the gutter, the downpipe where the water comes onto the ground. He says if that is clean, meaning if that is clean, you'll get clean water in the bottom. But if there's dirt in that downpipe, if there's mud in there, there's muck in there, there's dirt in there, the water you're going to get in the bottom is not going to be clean water. So in other words, if your relationship is good with the sheikh, then all the faith and the barakat and the blessings of Allah Ta'ala that comes now onto the sheikh, you will get all that faith and all that blessings, you will attain it from the sheikh. Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahib Dulyawi Rahmatullahi, they say that he had so much of respect, so much of adab for his sheikh, Allah Ta'ala give it to us, that's why we're talking about these things, we don't have it also, Allah give it to us, that he had so much of respect for his sheikh, that when he used to go to visit his sheikh, then he used to take ghusl, and then he used to go and sit in the company of his sheikh, so that he can take full benefit from his sheikh. It is mentioned, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi. We know what is the position of Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi. He was a sheikh of Hind. He used to teach such Bukhari Sharif, big kitabs. So it's mentioned about Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi that he was bayat to Mullah Gangohi Rahmatullahi. And Mullah Gangohi Rahmatullahi was in Gangoh. So from Dioban to Gangoh is approximately, I think, 30 kilometers. From Dioban to Gangoh. So on Thursday, when Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi used to teach, finish his teaching in Dioban, then he used to go every Thursday, he used to go to Gangoh. And he used to serve his Shaykh, he used to stay there right up till Friday. And then Friday, he used to then return and come back to Dioban. So 30 kilometer distance. But that distance of 30 kilometers, he used to walk. He never used to use any transport. Every Thursday, he used to walk 30 kilometers and go to Gangoh. And then he used to come back from Gangoh. This is the respect that he had. His ustad was Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi also. He says so much of respect he had for Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi. One day Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi, they were on safar. And others were also with other students. And Hazrat Nanoti Rahmatullahi became ill. Got very, very sick on this occasion. So when Hazrat was sick, then he went out of his way to take care of Hazrat. And he was so concerned about Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi that when Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi, that night when he was ill, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi never slept the whole night. He stayed awake the whole night and he attended to Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi. This is the respect that he had for his ustad. So it is mentioned about Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi's father. This is what I wanted to explain. Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi's father. So he wasn't well. He was also ill and perhaps this was his fatal illness where he passed away also. So Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi wasn't there at that time. And Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi was there. And there were other people also that were there near his bedside. So in that illness of his, he had diarrhea. And in that diarrhea, he started messing the bed. So everyone started looking at each other, that what must we do now, that he is messing the bed. So much of respect, because it was his ustad's father. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi, he went himself. And all the mess that was there, he quickly gathered it in his hand. And who would want to do such a thing? Nobody would do it. So he went and he gathered it all with his hand and he took it and he threw it out. And whilst he was doing this, he was picking all this up and he was throwing it out. Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullahi, whose ustad came at that time. And when he saw Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi, that this is the khidmat that he was doing for his father, which nobody would like to do. Every person, they would not even go close to it. But this is the khidmat that he made. He said that at that time he just stood there. Mullah Nanoti Rahmatullahi just stood there. And Allah knows what dua came out of his heart there. And that's when Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi became the Shaykh of Hind. So just one dua of the Shaykh, one dua of the ustad, and what a person will then, where will he reach and what he will achieve in his life. So as it says many times, he says that dua di jati hai, dua di nahi jati. You don't go and ask people for duas. He says that your ustad, your sheikh, whoever it must be, they become so happy, they become so happy, that in that ecstasy, in their happiness, that dua comes out of their heart. And when that dua comes out, then the work of a person gets done. So here also he says the same thing. He says that you have to stay under that sheikh. And when you stay under the sheikh, when you do your zikr, when you do your spiritual exercises, then see the effect of it. On our own, a person can do it, but he will not reach there. But just come and stay under the sheikh now, under his supervision, under his guidance, under his tarbiyat, and then a person makes zikr. Now see that concentration will come, how the islah of the heart of a person will take place, because he plays an important role. Chunache ye mazmoon sankro ahadith mein hai. He says that this subject matter is mentioned in many, many ahadith. Jaise li kulli shay'in thiqalatun wa thiqalatul qulubi zikrullah. That for everything there is a polish, and the polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when the zikr of Allah ta'ala is made, then this has a great effect in the islah of a person. Yahan ek mughalata aam taur par paya jata. He said, yeah, generally the people, they make one mistake. What is that? Ke baaz ahbab qalb ki islah ke liye zikrullah ke bajaye zahiri amal ki islah par zor dete. He said that some beloved, some people, that for the correctness, for the islah of the heart, instead of engaging in the zikr of Allah ta'ala, for the islah of the heart is supposed to be making zikr of Allah, but instead of making and engaging in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they give a lot of emphasis on correcting the external amal. The external amal they try to correct, whereas making islah, the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala plays a very, very important role. Halanke faraiz ke alawa pehle qalb ki islah ka fikr zaruri hai. He says, besides the faraiz, because the highest is the faraiz, I was mentioned the other day, he says whole life nafil, whole life, a person 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, whole life he read nafil namaz, it cannot come close to that faraz namaz that a person has performed. So he says besides the faraiz, he says first, a person should make fikr and be concerned, it is necessary to be concerned and make fikr of the islah of the heart. The islah of the heart of a person, this is most important. Which Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say, he says, ke nek barna faraz hai. That for a person to make islah, to become righteous, to become pious, the piety of a person is dependent on the heart. If the heart is right, then a person will become pious, then he will do the right actions. So, nek banna faraz hai. To become righteous, to become pious, this is faraz. Or apne aap ko nek samajna, haram hai. But for a person to consider himself, I'm a pious person, I'm a righteous person, to consider yourself to be pious, that is haram. But to become pious, that is faraz. Many people, they make this mistake. They think that, no, we have to be bad to certain buzrug, certain pious person, we must be bad. That is most important. No, to take bayat is not faraz. To take bayat, that is a sunnah. This is also a great act, that a person takes bayat, he makes amal on the sunnah. That's also a great thing. But many people, they take bayat, after that they go on. They think, my work is done. I'm bayat to this buzrug, I'm bayat to that buzrug. That is a sunnah. What is actually faraz is islah. The islah of a person must take place. I think in the Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi, one person used to come and regularly. He used to sit in the majlis of Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi. So after spending some time, long period of time in the company of Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi, attending his majalis, etc., then Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi saw that his islah has been made. So then Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi gave him ijazat. So he told Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, said, Hazrat, that I'm not even bayat to you. I never take bayat to you. You're giving me ijazat, you're giving me khilafat. So what Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, oh, dekho, ke faraz to ho gaya, nafil ki baat kar raha hai. He says, faraz has taken place. What is faraz was islah, islah of the heart. The islah has taken place. Now you talking about nafil, that is, you want to talk, you're talking about taking bayat. Not, that's not important. What was important was that a person, he makes his islah. So that's what he says, halanke faraz ke alawa pehle qalb ki islah ka fikr zaruri hai. What is necessary is to be concerned of the islah of the heart after the faraiz. First you worry about your faraiz. After the faraiz, second in line is that worry about the islah of the heart. And today, so little importance is given to islah. So little. When mashayikh, buzrug, they have they gatherings, they majlis, how many people attend? Very few people entered. When Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi passed away, then there were so many people came for his janaza salah that there wasn't place to put their feet on. There wasn't place to put for people to put their feet down. So many people had attended. At that time, one person said, ah, that if only they could come when Hazrat Mufti Sahab was alive and he could take benefit. There, how many people used to come? 20 people, 30 people. When the man is alive, we don't take benefit. When they are gone from this dunya, now we want to take benefit from them. Now, when they are alive, that is the time to take benefit. When the buzrugs, when the awliya, when they passed away, a person, he can take benefit from the deceased also. From the deceased also, the mashayikh have written, comes in kitabs of fatwa also, you can take benefit from them there. But Islam won't take place over there. The benefit, the faith you can get. But the Islam can only take place from a living person. So here he mentioned that after the faraiz, most important is islah of the heart. Kyunki hadith paak mein qalb ki islah ko a'mal ki islah ka zariya farmaya gaya. Because in the hadith it is mentioned that if the islah of the heart is made, then through this the islah of our actions will be done. When the heart is corrected, now your namaz will come right. When the heart is corrected, now the eyes is going to come right. When the heart is corrected, the tongue is going to come right. When the heart is corrected, the ears are going to come right. So see, everything is based on the heart. When the heart is corrected, everything will be sorted out in the life of a person. Jaisa ke hadith paak mein hai, as it is mentioned in the hadith paak, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, that in the body there is a piece of flesh. Iza saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu. If this piece of flesh is correct, then the entire body will be correct. So if the heart comes right, then everything else in the body of a person will come right. So this is the first thing. First, we have to make an effort on the heart. We have to make the islah. And for that, it is very necessary for a person to do a course on zikrullah and spiritual exercises, but not on his own, under the supervision of a sheikh. So this is the first point Sufi Iqbal says that you should remember if you want to benefit from that bayan that is coming of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi. Remember, you have to do this course on zikr. This is the first point. Now he comes to the second point. Second point, he says, Nur-e-Dawm. Namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, is mein niyat ko khalis kare ke mein Allah Ta'ala ko razi karne ke liye ta'meel-e-hukam mein apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hu. He says that this effort that you're making, this mujahada that you're making, that I want to correct my salah, I want to read a proper salah. He said, yeah, you must have a pure niyat. Why are you doing this? Why are you making this effort to correct your namaz? Why are you going through the difficulty of correcting your namaz? He said that you must have a niyat that I am doing it to please Allah Ta'ala. This I'm doing to please Allah Ta'ala, so I can act on the command of Allah. The command of Allah is to read namaz. Now I want to act on this command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the correct way. That is why I am making this effort for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so perfection can come into my salah. This is the reason why we're doing this. Digar koi baad, mahwiyat wa istighraq wa ghaira, maqsad na ho. That other things, such as being totally absorbed in salah, that a person, he reads a perfect salah, that he is totally absorbed in salah. I am doing this course because I want to read this type of a namaz. No, that is not our objective. Our maqsad and our objective, Allah must be happy. My Allah must be happy. This is the greatest thing. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. If Allah Ta'ala is happy, then finish. All our work is done. Our dunya is sorted out and akhirat is sorted. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. You, mine's Allah, everything is mine. The heavens are mine, the earth is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Allah, you are not mine, nothing is mine. So here also our niyat should be that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Here also we should make niyat. Whilst we're sitting here, make niyat right now. That Allah, this is what I want to learn, how to correct my salah. I am doing it to please you. So that I can fulfill your command and bring kamal and perfection in my salah. This is why I'm sitting here to learn this. So this is the second thing, that correct your niyat, it is done for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nur al-Sawm, he said the third point. Khushu wa khudu aur huzur qalb wali namaz ki baru hai. He says to perform a salah of khushu, to perform a salah of khudu, where internally you connected to Allah, the limbs of the body, all the postures are in order, and the heart of a person is present in salah, he says this is a namaz of ruh, this is a namaz of life. Magar khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. I said, what is meant by being connected to Allah Ta'ala, by having khushu, and the heart of a person being present in salah? It refers to that khushu, that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that concentration which is within your control. What is within your control? That is that concentration and that connection of Allah Ta'ala that is meant over here. Yani, what is within your control? Now he's explaining that. Yani, namaz ke farayz, wajibat, sunan aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan aur hosh se ihtimam karna. He says that all the farayz of namaz, that's why it's necessary. A person knows what is farz in namaz, wajib in namaz, mustahab in namaz. That all the farayz of namaz, all the wajibat of namaz, those things that are obligatory, that are wajib in namaz, the sunnats of namaz, the mustahabbat of namaz, all this must be done with ease. When you perform salah, your faraz, your wajib, your sunnah, your mustahabbat, all this must be done at ease and in a state that a person is conscious that this what I'm doing now is faraz. This what I'm saying, takbira tahrima, Allahu Akbar. I'm saying the word Allahu Akbar, this is faraz. To say the word Allahu Akbar is faraz. But to lift up the hand, that is sunnah. That is not faraz. So to say Allahu Akbar is faraz. So now when a person is saying Allahu Akbar, he must do it at ease, he must be conscious that this Allahu Akbar I'm saying, this is a fard of salah. Ruku is a fard of salah. Sajda is a fard of salah. So he must be conscious that this is fard. When I'm reading my tasbihat in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, this is sunnah. So he must be conscious that this I'm doing, it is a sunnah. So all this that he is doing, he does it with ease and he is conscious of what he is doing. Or dil ko qasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na karna ho. And khushu and khudu means that a person, he doesn't intentionally take his heart to something else. For example, now he wants to think about something, some shopping that he has to do. So intentionally don't take your heart over there. That is what you call khushu. That a person intentionally, he doesn't take his heart out. Agar khud ba khud dunyawi khiyal a jaye, balke be shumar wasawis bhi aaye, lekin namazi apne qasd se aage aane wale azbaq mein mashghool rahe, to ye halat namaz ke baru hone ke munafi nahi. He says, if some thought has to come on its own, a person didn't bring the thought, he didn't entertain the thought came on its own. So any thought came on its own, in fact unlimited wasawis and thoughts came, then the person that is performing salah, he just worries about what is ahead. His mind is occupied, next I have to do this posture, next I have to do this. This is a faraz of namaz, this is wajib in namaz, this is mustahab in namaz. He just thinks of what he has to do ahead. Then also these thoughts that are coming, but he is not entertaining them, he is worried about what he has to do next in salah, then also such a salah is not against a salah that is filled with ruh, that is filled with concentration and devotion. So a person, he should not intentionally bring the thoughts in salah. If they come, don't worry about it, you continue with your work, what I have to do ahead. Or he gives an example, he says in certain countries, he says that on the highway, you'll find that there's trucks also moving on the highway. Like in India, for example, there's trucks that are moving on the highway. Then you'll get cars also moving on the highway. Then on that highway, there's bikes, motorbikes also running on the highway. And you'll get bicycle also running on the highway. Then you'll get somebody pulling donkey cart on that highway. All modes of transport, they are moving on one highway. So he says, what you need to do? If you're going to worry about who's on your right, you're going to worry who's on your left, who's driving this car, who's driving that car, what's going to happen? You're going to bump somebody. Now you're going to make an accident. All you do, you don't worry who's on the right, who's on, just worry about ahead of you. Who's in front of me, and you watch the road and you carry on. Then a person, he will reach his destination. So exactly the same way over here, that when a person is performing salah, when these thoughts come, don't worry about the thoughts. But you just worry what I have to do next. What is the position of that act in salah? Is it faraz? Is it wajib? Is it mustahab? Is it sunnah? And carry on going ahead. And a person, inshallah, he will reach his destination. Which I mentioned before also, the Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi said, Dil ka lagana faraz nahi. Dil ka lagana faraz hai. For the heart to be absorbed, to be connected from the beginning to the end in salah, that is not faraz. But when the mind of a person, when concentration moves away, to bring that concentration back, that is what is required. These wasawis, these thoughts will keep coming. An example is given that a person is walking on the road. Now when he's walking on the road, somebody's house has a dog. So when the dog hears somebody is coming or sees somebody coming, what the dog does? Starts barking. Now when you're going to respond to the dog, what the dog will do? It's going to bark more, it won't stop because you're responding to the dog. But if you keep quiet and you walk away, how long the dog is going to bark? It will bark maybe for another half a minute, finish. The dog will be quiet. So exactly, shaitan is also like a dog. So he troubles you all the time. And you give attention to shaitan, now shaitan will carry on more. But you just ignore him, don't worry about him. You carry on to your work. And then shaitan also will keep quiet. He said there was one comedian, Juha. So he says that he had a fruit tree outside his house. So all the children, they used to come. They come and they want to break fruit. Where there's fruit, the children come, they break fruit, they eat. So they used to come and they used to break fruit. So when they come, then he used to chase them, he used to come out. So the children all used to run away. So then somebody told him, they say, but why are you doing this? You want the children to eat. You want them to take the fruit. So now when they come in to take the fruit, why are you chasing the children away? He says, you see, you don't understand how these children work, how their psychology works. He says, when you chase them away, and you go, they'll keep coming back. So he says, that's why I come back. I come out and chase them, so they will come back. So don't give attention. When you give attention to shaitan, shaitan will trouble you. But when you don't give attention to shaitan, you carry on your work, then shaitan also will leave such a person. So you don't bring these thoughts intentionally and the thoughts come on their own, then don't worry about this. Just worry about what you have to do ahead. Aisi halat mein ladzat mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein ziyadati hona ek to ajr mein ziyadati ka ba'is hoga. He says that now, when a person is going through this difficulty in his salah, when a person is going through this difficulty, this problem in his salah, where he is losing concentration and then he tries to bring his concentration back. So in this condition, there will be a decrease, there will be a deficiency in the enjoyment of being absorbed in salah. When a person is absorbed in salah, Allah gives him the tawfiq to read a salah where from the beginning to the end, he is just connected to Allah Ta'ala. And when he finishes that namaz, see the enjoyment that he goes, ah, today I was connected to Allah Ta'ala. He feels that he was connected to Allah Ta'ala. So there's a lot of enjoyment. But when a person, he concentrates in his salah, and then he loses concentration. Then he tries to get his concentration back. So it's a battle throughout namaz. So that enjoyment, there's a decrease in that enjoyment. He doesn't get that full enjoyment. Why? Because he is making this mujahada, this qurbani. So he says that when you, there's a decrease, there's a deficiency in the enjoyment of being absorbed in salah, and you have to make a lot of mujahada, then through this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a person more reward. This becomes a means of a person attaining even more reward, which I mentioned in the beginning, that there's two categories of musallis. One is that person totally absolved. His level is very high. But the second one, he battles throughout his namaz. So some ulama said that the second person, his rank is higher than the first person, because he's making so much of effort trying to keep his concentration in salah. So when a person makes this mujahada, he will get much more reward. He says that a person that performs salah and he feels at the end of his namaz, hey, what kind of a namaz have I read? I haven't fulfilled the rite of namaz. I haven't performed a proper namaz. When you feel like that, then a person should be at ease that now, alhamdulillah, he has read namaz. But the moment a person, he reads namaz and at the end he says, ah, today I read a perfect namaz, finish. That person has fallen. Now that person should be worried, because a person can be the best qari in the world. He can be the best qari in the world. He reads Quran with perfection in front of everyone. He's got the voice, he's got the breath, he's got his makharija in order. He reads properly with tajweed. Where can he fulfill the rites of Quran? How can he read? Where can he read how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to recite Quran? Person can't fulfill the rite of Quran. Similarly, a person, how can we fulfill the rite of salah? Even though a person tries to read the perfect namaz, how Allah Ta'ala wants it, can we read that type of namaz? No, but Allah Ta'ala is great. Allah Ta'ala is very, very appreciative. Allah Ta'ala will accept from everyone. Allah explains to us, he says that we, wherever we go, we spoil everything. He says, when you go to somebody's house, they gave you dawat, how they set the dastarkhan for you, how the ladies, how they put the plates, how it's set, how they put the tissue, how they put the fruit, when they make the salad, how they set that salad, the carrots one side, the cucumbers one side, how everything is set, the salad dressing comes with that, when the food is dished out, how the rice is put, how everything is set, so to say, with perfection. And we walk in. Now, after we eat on that dastarkhan, where everything was set, what is the condition of that dastarkhan? Everything like a war zone, like as though a war had taken place. But when we came, it was perfect. So what we did? We came here, we spoiled everything. So salah also, how can a person be content that I can read a perfect salah, that I am reading a perfect salah? So a person should always, he must think, I couldn't perform a perfect salah. Allah, you forgive me. But shukr, you gave me the tawfiq of performing salah, I make shukr. But I seek your forgiveness that I couldn't perform a perfect salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whole night ibadat, whole night. His feet used to swell. And we read the in Fazail Amal also, one ayat sometimes. And how many paras he, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, used to recite. In the morning, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. وَمَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ Allah, we haven't made your ibadat in the manner we're supposed to make your ibadat. Allah, we haven't recognized you in the manner we're supposed to recognize you. After the whole night's ibadat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, we didn't make ibadat the manner we're supposed to make ibadat. So how can a person feel that I read the proper namaz? One alim, Murana Kashmiri sahab, Sa'ud Barakatum, some years back, I think he had come to the Jalsa, and he spoke, in the ulama program, he spoke. So he was explaining about salah. So he mentioned in his bayan, he said that he in the khanqah of Mufti Mahmud Sahib, he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He said in the khanqah of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many akabir used to come. Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali, many ulama used to come. And he says Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a person that if somebody did something wrong, Hazrat would make it islah immediately. He would say that this is not right, that is not right. So he says one day, Hazrat Mufti Sahib told him that go make imamat. Now he's thinking so many pious people over here, such great ulama, and I have to make imamat. So he says, I went onto the musalla. He says, I'm shaking. And I'm saying that how can I spoil all these people's namaz? I'm going to spoil all these people's namaz. And he says, in that way, worried, he finished that namaz. So he says, after the namaz, then he went to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he told Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, Rahmatullah Hazrat, when I went to perform salah, this is what happened. I was worried that I'm spoiling everyone's namaz. Everyone that came here, great buzrooks, and I'm the imam. And I'm spoiling the namaz. So the Mufti Sahib said, don't worry about that. Just tell me what happened in the end. What was the condition and at the end of your salah? So he said, Hazrat, when I finished my namaz, I said, today I destroyed everyone's namaz. He said, that is a successful namaz. That is a successful namaz. When you feel, how can I perform this namaz? I have destroyed everyone's namaz. He said, that is a successful namaz. Not that a person, he has this, holier than thou attitude. He has a pride. Today I have read a proper namaz. No, a person shouldn't be like that. Another thing he mentioned, he said on one occasion, he went to meet Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah. He was going for Umrah. So when he went there and he met Hazrat, and then it was time to depart. So Hazrat Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah came outside because he was going for Umrah. And he stood. So somebody came and told him, and he just quickly go and sit down in the taxi. Don't stand over here. He said, because of azmat of Baytullah, of Kaaba Sharif, of Makkah Sharif, Hazrat won't sit. He will stand till you depart and go because you're going to Makkah Sharif. So much of adab, so much of respect they had for Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif, that a person is going, he would stand there. And then, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah was a great alim. He was Khalifa Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah. So many murid. What was his position? Sahib-e-Nisbat. So he asked Hazrat Mawlana, he said, Hazrat, what can I do for you? Hazrat said, make dua for my Islah. Yet he was so perfect. He was perfected. He was kamil. Yet he said that make dua for my Islah. So here also what we are discussing, that a person, when there's a decrease in that enjoyment, that I couldn't read a perfect namaz, and he had to make so much of muqurbani, so his reward is greater in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Dusra, tabi'i tor par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega. Secondly, a person naturally will think, my namaz is deficient. It's not a perfect namaz because so many thoughts came to me in namaz. I had to get my concentration back. I lost my concentration, I got it back. He says, your namaz is naqis. Jis ki wajah se, ujab se hifazat rahegi. When you think that your namaz was not a perfect namaz, you will be protected from vanity. You will be protected from pride. Pride won't come in. And we know a person, even if he did it properly, perfectly, but little bit of pride came in, finished, everything gone. Man that's got, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. A man that got an atom's weight of pride. Leave his ibadat being accepted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he won't even enter into Jannah. So when your namaz, when a person reads namaz, they say that, I couldn't read a perfect namaz. And these thoughts came and troubled him. He will be protected from vanity, he will be protected from pride. And when pride comes, that's when all the mistake comes. Person is reading Tarawih, and he says, check how I'm reading. And see how the lehja and the voice that I got, and no mistakes. Finished. Now he's going to make a mistake. Why? Because that pride came in. A mechanic is working, he's fixing the car. And somebody brings his car, he says, you know what, I need to maybe change the fan belt. It's a piece of cake, man. It will take me 5 minutes, I'll change it for you. That pride, I'll do it, 5 minutes, I'll sort it out. Now when he's stuck, now he can't even fix it, it takes him 2 hours, 3 hours, he can't even get that done. Why? That pride came into a person. So when a person, he has this humbleness, Allah Ta'ala protects him now from that ujab, from that pride. Or agar sari umar bhi ye halat rahe, to maqsad-e-asli rada-e-ilahi mein pura kamyabi hai. Even if a person, his whole life, this is his condition, that thought came, they trouble him, he's losing concentration, making an effort to come back and keeping that concentration, and he continues like this for his entire life right until mawt and death. So in his actual objective, which is to please Allah Ta'ala. Why is he reading namaz? Why is he doing this? To please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This person has attained complete success. He has been successful in this effort of his. Agar ke aam tor par ye mujahada jald hi khatam ho jata hai, aur mahboob ke saath sargoshi ki lazzat, mahboob ke saath yaksui se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati hai. He says that although this mujahada, He says that very quickly, if a person makes the true effort, he makes the effort in the right direction, then very quickly this effort will come to an end. And very soon, a person will get that enjoyment in being in seclusion with Allah Ta'ala, being connected to Allah Ta'ala. This will happen. Person initially just make a little bit of effort, and you will see everything will come right after that. So initially a little bit effort, and then Allah will open the way. Person, for example, he's doing hijj, he wants to do hijj. Initially, how hard it is to do hijj. But after he makes a little bit of effort, makes a bit of qurbani, you say, come, already you 5 paras, then 10 paras, 15, then finish. After that, he's just flowing after that, and he just finishes his hijj. Person came to study alim course. When he sits in the beginning, he says, oh, 6 years, 7 years I have to study. Initially, he feels 7 years in the madrasa. But let him start. You make the start. And after making a little bit of effort, first year went, second year went, third year, finish. Now he's flying. Now he's got first and final year, and then finish. He's over with his alim course. So initially there'll be some difficulty, but when you make that mehnat, when you go through that difficulty initially, Allah will open the way. Muhabbat intiha mein mushkilah aasan karti hai, magar is fitna gar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti hai. He says that in this poem, that love in the end, it makes all the difficulties also easy. When you have love for something, a person, he got the love, I want to become an alim, or I want to become a pilot. No matter how difficult it is, but he got the love to become that pilot. So everything will become easy now, because he wants to become that. But the initial stages of it is not easy. Initially it's going to be difficult, but the end result of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy. So these are the 3 points. The first one is that stay under a sheikh, make islah of the heart, do a proper cause on zikrullah. Secondly, your niyat must be correct that I'm doing this for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And thirdly, khushu, khudu, that concentration, devotion, and the heart must be present. And if thoughts come on their own, don't worry about the thoughts. But intentionally, you don't bring thoughts into your salah. Keep these 3 points in mind. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do the part. Inshallah.